Audiomo, day 12. There was nothing from me yesterday. Something came up. Let's leave it at that. Well, if you follow me or follow us on other channels, you'll know that we've been looking after a kitten that was dumped on our drive. And we were, you know, normally when we get kittens dumped, people are always asking, do you know of anybody that's got a kitten available? And we said yes, rather stupidly, to be honest. Because when you're feeding it, this little kitten with special milk for kittens, every 3 to 4 hours, yes, you do get attached. So we were working on that yesterday, and a few other things, family things that we've got to attend to on Monday. And most probably on Tuesday I'll tell you what that is. It's nothing bad or serious, it's just part of tradition and culture here. So yes. So what's been going on apart from that? We've had another harvest of strawberries. Tamara's mother got them yesterday and they were soaking overnight with some sugar, and Tamara boiled them up, and now we have another three large glasses of homemade strawberry jam. Of course it won't last very long at all. I get a lot of questions about my ability in the garden, my skills, because it is huge. And I have to, I try to be as honest as possible and fess up that it's got nothing to do with me. I have not got green fingers here. It's all up to Predrag and Lily, who are Tam's parents. They've worked this land since he bought it in the 1980s. He's retired now, but he was an electro engineer supervising distribution of electricity in this part of Bosnia in the former Yugoslavia, and was still doing it during and after conflict. But in the 1980s he bought this. Tito back then had this idea of, I mean, he was never a strict communist where everything had to belong to the state. He did encourage a certain amount of small enterprise, and the plan was to gradually transition into this system with like social politics, but a market economy that could support itself. Yugoslavia was in a pretty poor state before the Second World War, and afterwards was in a real bad state. So Josip Broz, otherwise known as Tito, got a lot of financial help, especially from the West. And after he had his argument with Stalin, and he got on with the Russians in the post-Stalin world, he took money from the Russians. So I think he was taking money from the left hand and money from the right hand. Of course, at the end of the day, people wanted their money back. And I think once he died, you know, other nations wanted their money back. And we could talk about the politics of it all. But all I wanted to say was Tam's father bought this in the 1980s. With the opportunity, and built a small weekend house. They call it a Vikendica, just a place that you could leave the city and go away and have barbecues in the countryside, etc. But he decided to build a reasonably large Vikendica. And when Tam and I got together all those decades ago, and I had a little bit more money than most people here, not rich, but we turned it into a two-floor proper house. The basement that was is where Tam and I live now, and the upstairs is now, well, we rent it out when her parents aren't here. So they've had this garden, this massive garden that has all sorts of vegetables. There's fruit trees that have been planted everywhere. During the conflict of the 1990s, they were able to feed and indeed use the house to house refugees, so it's got quite a history to it. So when you see the photographs or you see the videos or anything like that, please, please, please don't think, oh, look how cool David is, because it's got absolutely zero to do with David. As part of this ramble as well, to do with gardening and vegetables and everything, I'm going to put a link wherever I post this audio, both on Twitter, then I put it on our podcast as well. A link to a family that I have yet to visit. We plan to visit them in the not too distant future. They live about 40 minutes drive away from where I am at the moment, near a town called Prinjavor. We will talk about Prinjavor before the end of Audiomo. Suffice to say, it has 16 ethnic groups living there, Ukrainians, Italians, Germans and whatever. But there, near there, is a small village where a young man went off to work on a cruise ship and met his future wife, Ivy, who is from the Philippines. So we have this Filipino, this lady from the Philippines, Ivy, she's absolutely sweet, who is really into sustainable living, and together with her husband Slaven have got really a place that is totally off-grid apart from the electricity. They have their own water source on site. They have a few animals to provide the basics, milk etc, and meat, loads of vegetables, and she's growing Asian vegetables in the Western Balkans here in Southeast Europe, which a lot of people said wasn't possible. But she is, and she's a seed addict. In other words, she collects seeds and shares seeds, and she has 340 types of different seeds, so I'm looking forward to seeing them. But if you're interested in a more, I don't know, back to basics approach here in Bosnia-Herzegovina, I'm going to link to Ivy's channel. It's called the Shabinčić family. She puts out lots of videos on her YouTube channel. She has an Instagram account as well, which I'll link to. And she does it in English, so there won't be a language issue at all. Yes. And my noodle has just gone live. And there's a video there, so you'll be able to see a little bit of a walk, if you want to do that. A little bit of a walk that I do every other day down to the local river, the River Verbas. So, sorry I wasn't here yesterday. Thought I'd give a little explanation. Haven't got a clue what we're going to talk about tomorrow. Should be talking about Novak Djokovic playing in the Paris tennis finals. Seems to me that in the region people get very nationalistic over sport. So the Serbians will shout for their person and the Croatians won't shout for the Serbian. But at the end of the day, when it comes down, weirdly enough, to something where there's somebody from the area that's in a final or doing something really good, they all rally around. So tomorrow at 3 o'clock our time, Tam and her father will be watching the tennis. Me, England's playing Croatia, so I will be watching the football. I'll get the Audiomo done before those two things happen. Please stay safe wherever you are. It's a 29 Celsius afternoon as I'm walking around the garden here with my baseball cap on, trying to keep cool. And yeah, no music today. I'll get back onto that from tomorrow. Please do stay safe, as I say. And any questions, please ask them, drop them on Twitter or wherever you have the opportunity to, where you listen to this. And I'll do my very best to answer them. Bye for now.